Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball. The Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And back there with a fresh cut, we have Dylan Dylon Matthews waving to the crowd. Which is no one. Good morning. We got plenty to talk about.
Do we?
Yeah, Georgia found their way into Atlanta again.
Go Dogs.
Back-to-back CBS appearances, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's their third straight.
I think it's more than that.
At least.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. Good for them, man.
SEC championship.
Yeah, it was a delightful weekend. Well, really, until yesterday of watching football.
Right.
Really enjoyed Friday. Really enjoyed Thursday. Really enjoyed most of Saturday. Things kind of fell off yesterday, but it was a really good, fun holiday weekend of watching football.
Yeah, I've had it with fan bases. Not even talking about Falcons fans. That's not even the college fan base. Situation that's happening with how fans are reacting and stuff. Boy, it's disgusting. I don't know if you saw all of the stuff with. I know we're gonna get to it when Allie hits our headlines with the coaching carousel, but the reactions, the coaches leaving and being hired places it's a lot, man.
Yeah, I've got thoughts. There's a lot of interesting stuff, and it was a circus. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And like you said, we'll break into it throughout the show. But it was not a great day in college football yesterday and the day before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't. It kind of made me feeling sick about a lot of the things that are going on. But in the end, you just focus back in on the games, I guess. And there's a couple big ones coming up this weekend. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. But before we left for the weekend, I want to know how everyone's Thanksgiving went. Like, I feel like we've lived like three or four lives since we last
point.
Met.
Yeah. It was good. Ours was really good. Really simple. Traveled down to Florida, hung out with family. Had a couple bonfire days. My mom rented a huge blow-up slide for all the all the grandkids running around.
I love that.
Chris Bingle's kids, one of our other buddies from our NASCAR group, the Echo Park Speedway group. He obviously was over there with his four. So we had a good weekend. Travel back was not great. We found ourselves, in Auburn traffic at 5 o'clock on Saturday, but we got home in time to see kickoff in the game. So it was all good. Yeah, it was a fun weekend.
Every time I hear, I'm reminded that Bingle has four kids.
It's crazy.
I just think about him carrying 200. He's a massive human being.
Yeah.
He's 6'7". And I just see him with two kids under each arm.
I knew it.
Just walking around hey, don't do that. And, just picking him up. He's a funny guy. Yeah, it was good. No one is, to my knowledge, got a new grudge or issue with me after Thanksgiving.
That's great.
So, because we do the daggum car wash, We got to go to multiple places, and normally someone comes out of it feeling a certain way. And I don't, to my knowledge, I haven't been informed that I pissed anyone off over the Thanksgiving day. So it was great.
That's such a low bar, man. you know what? Nobody's mad at me. It was pretty good.
It's a good Thanksgiving.
We can all vibe with that, though.
It was a great Thanksgiving because I didn't make anyone angry.
Yeah, I think we can all vibe with that to an extent. Yeah, there's definitely always that choice.
Through it without any new grudges. So
there you go.
That's amazing.
Did you guys get your, Allie, did you get your ham delivered?
So the ham and turkey were delivered Friday.
Okay.
Which is not before Thanksgiving. Oh, well,
that's not going to be a... Right. It's not going
to
work.
So when the tracking updated to delivery on Friday, it was probably about 3 o'clock on Wednesday. And so Grant went to action mode and went down to Honey Baked Ham, got more turkey. I actually told him to bring you and Dylan turkey yesterday because we have so much. We have basically like 3 turkey breasts and a frozen turkey breast and a frozen ham right now. And I'm like, we have one meat eater in the house.
Yeah.
You guys should have some leftovers.
What's going on? What happened?
Maybe I'll bring it tomorrow.
I was going to say, he didn't bring it yesterday and you didn't bring it today? What is going on here? I was promised leftovers.
Well, I told him, I was like, Mike and Dylan both went out of town.
I would 100% have eaten that.
They don't have leftovers.
We did not bring back leftovers.
Okay, I'll check.
Thanks.
I'll make sure that he hasn't made like 20 turkey sandwiches out of it and like frozen them or something.
According to Bajan on the Atlanta Falcons social, it's good for a week. So, you know what I mean? We're still good to go.
That turkey?
Correct.
Yeah, all meat's good for a week. You have 7 days to eat meat.
I always thought the rule was you're supposed to be done with leftovers by the Monday after Thanksgiving.
No, you have any food you cook, you have 7 days, except for smoked meats, and you get it like an extra couple of days for those. Because this like... Smoking, it does something to it, and it actually helps it stay fresh a little bit longer.
I think my response would be, is it okay to eat after a week? Probably. Is it going to taste good? Probably not. I think I'm going to veer away from the dry turkey after 7 days in a fridge.
Well, yeah, if it's dry. But, I mean, I've gotten food poisoning off of asparagus that tasted good still. It just was bad.
Well, Father Johnson's advice is always...
Follow your nose.
All right.
He always says, follow your nose, the big unit, yeah.
So if the turkey smells okay, y'all can expect turkey smarks. way too much. All right, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Yes, Lane Kiffin finally made his decision. The trolling tweets with the book pages can stop. He's headed to LSU and will not coach the Rebels through the playoffs. Georgia and Alabama are set to face off in the SEC championship this weekend. We'll get into more of that. It's 6:40. The Panthers stunned the Rams, beat them 31-28. Carolina is just half a game out of first place in the NFC South. Hawks beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. They'll play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. And yes, the Atlanta Falcons fell to the Jets 27-24. Kirk Cousins completed 21 of 33 passes for 234 yards and 1 touchdown. Guys, who wants to sound off first about yesterday's loss?
I don't know why Mike looks at me. I mean, you lost the game on special teams. You can complain about Zach Robinson all you want. He called a fine game. They ran the ball down their throats. You beat them in every statistical category, but the special teams ones, you gave up 10 points on special teams. I don't know. You literally went and signed a kick return specialist this season, and he's done less than nothing for you. You know, I don't know what the hell he was doing, fielding a punt at his 4-yard line, but that essentially was a huge deal. And then you turn around and you have the kickoff return allowed to the what Natron Brooks, I think, tackles him at the 17 or the 14, something like that.
Yeah.
And the defense holds. Now, the Jets couldn't really. It was really more on the Jets, but the defense in the end of the day did their job there. You give up 10 points on special teams, it cost you the game. It wasn't – you won every statistical category, felt like, and except for the win, but for the one that mattered at the end, that was the score.
Yeah, I'll go even one step further, and I think, you know, I think Dave did a good job of approaching Raheem about it, but I'll go one step further. The last pinion punt was awful. I mean, you needed him to boom a punt, and they're starting at midfield. It's bad timing, and it stinks because I actually put the question out on Twitter, and I don't remember what the exact scenario was about a month ago, and I asked, is Marquise Williams actually having a worse year than Zach Robinson is? And at the time, that seemed kind of impossible, you know, but you add in all the field goals, you add in the return units, you add in some of the boneheaded decisions, and it definitely feels that way. So I'm the same as Bo. I came away from that game yesterday going, well, it just happened.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that where you can look at the box score and kind of decidedly say, well, this is where you're deficient, that's where you're deficient. You weren't very good on third down, but you were the same average you've had the entire season, which is 33%. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it felt the box score like you won the football game, and yet some of the smaller things and special teams just absolutely crushed you yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That might have been one of Kirk Cousins' top three performances as a Falcon. And everybody's going to be like, oh, he only threw for 230 yards. Dude, he was really good with his decision-making. I mean, especially that final drive. Think about the play to Algier. They got you down on the little swing. It's an outlet, really. It is a quarterback recognizing them bringing the house. He takes what might maybe a split second at the most to see if any, you know, what the coverage is downfield, and he's like, I got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And Tyler Algier went down there and made a play. I mean, it was that he and Kirk did that a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
He was really good. The play calling, I thought, was really good. You allowed Bijan was hot, and you allowed him to just eat. He touched the ball 28 times. You can't touch it. You really can't give him out of 65 plays, I think. He touched it damn near half.
Yeah.
The play caller wasn't the problem. There was no play call. I thought it was just brutal necessarily. You gave up 10 points that you shouldn't have. And really you gave up 13 because the bad punt, Mike's right. The bad punt. I think I'm going to add to it. I think it's a really good one. You gave up 13 points. And guys, don't hit me with Zane Gonzalez missed a field goal. I was down on the field. The wind was swirling down there. I was in the end zone that he kicked into. And then they turned around. Nick Folk hadn't missed a kick all year.
Yeah, the guy actually said it to us in pregame, yeah. Brian Costello. He's like, you know, I've been lucky enough. He hasn't missed one this season. I was like, oh, wow.
And he missed it in the exact same end zone that Zane missed his early in the game. And then Nick Folk hit that 56-yard, and it just sneaked through.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
Unfortunate.
It sucks, and there's going to be people out for blood, and that's fine. I mean, look, you're 4-8. You've made your own.
Yeah, all things are on the table.
Yeah, you've made your own bet, and that's where you're at, and that's where you're laying right now, and at 4-8.
Well, we do want to hear from you today. You can tweet us at 929MorningShift. I've been collecting a lot of thoughts and feelings from the last 12, 18 hours or so, whenever we got to that final field goal. So we'll be reading some of those. You can also reach out 404-726-0929. Coming up, we'll really dig into yesterday's game, what went wrong. Everybody wants to place blame somewhere. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.